The city of Trenton, New Jersey, has seen more glamorous days. Since manufacturing left the area, jobs are few and crime and poverty rates are high. But this city once possessed riches you couldn't measure in dollars. It had free and easy access to the Delaware River. From anywhere in the city, you could navigate your way to a cluster of trees that marked the edge of an embankment. From there, you could descend to the cool, refreshing water below. Kids played in this area, swinging from tree branches into the water and frolicking along the shore's edges, while adults fished in the upriver portion. The local folks called this reach of my watershed South Trenton's Jersey Shore. Many inhabitants didn't have the time or the financial means to visit the beaches of Cape May or other resort areas along the Jersey Shore's Atlantic Ocean, but they had the Delaware River. Then the New Jersey Department of Transportation stepped in. As with the dredging of the Delaware River bottom to accommodate larger ocean vessels, the State Transportation Agency decided it needed to convert a 2-lane scenic road into a 4-lane highway. This would make it quicker, easier, and cheaper for large, heavy trucks to motor through the region rather than having to navigate the streets and bridges of South Trenton. To build this new highway expansion, New Jersey DOT decided to tear down the stately corridor of sycamore trees along the river's embankment and fill in part of the Delaware River. Trucking in tons of fill for the river and its bank, the agency planned to perch the highway alongside the river, cutting the community off from its once free and easy access to the water's edge. With this priceless community treasure in peril, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network voiced strong opposition. The state's plan was foolhardy to begin with. The Tri-State Transportation Campaign, headed by resourceful attorney Janine Bauer, identified a network of pre-existing highways with sufficient capacity to accommodate truck traffic and orient it around the city. The city, noted Bauer, was within its legal rights to ban trucks from Scenic Route 29. New Jersey DOT nonetheless insisted on walling off the city from its remaining waterfront. Janine and I organized against this new section of highway, the Route 29 extension, as strongly as we could. Ed Lloyd, one of the state's most highly regarded environmental attorneys, joined the fight, bringing with him the legal resources of the Rutgers Environmental Law Clinic. Protecting this reach of river and its plants and animals was one of our major objectives. But we also argued against the expansion because this river belonged to the community, especially its youth. It was their oasis, something they deserved, a special place they were entitled to enjoy. Sometimes, as with the overturning of Act 13, you score a major victory. As most environmental advocates and activists will attest, such victories are uncomfortably few.